be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
It's time for Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. It's all about your favorite TV shows and how they relate to your life. Now, here are the two hosts of Take Two.
Welcome to the program Take Two on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And today, our topic is Harry Potter. Now, I haven't read all of the books, but I have read a few because my mom reads them, so I've heard little bits of it. And I heard this one stays pretty true to the book.
Yeah, my dad said the exact same thing.
I don't have time to read an 800-page book.
I know.
You know, we got school. So anyway, this movie was released in 2010, in November. So it's two parts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure when the new one is coming out. Are you sure? I don't know.
I think it might come out...
July 2011?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So anyway, the whole part of the story is Harry Potter and Ron and Hermione basically escaping from the Lord Voldemort, right? Mm-hmm. And his Death Eaters. So I have to say my favorite person is Bellatrix Lestrange. Yeah. She is my favorite person ever. She just takes the role above and beyond. She was also in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
She did so good in that.
I just picture her as the person from Harry Potter, you know, the crazy lady trying to get everybody.
Yeah.
And when I saw her in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I was like, whoa, is that the same girl? So anyway, who's your favorite character?
I have to say Hermione. She's just girl power.
Yes, I know my favorite line that she ever says is, I have to go to bed and so should you, because worse than getting dead is getting expelled.
Yeah.
I just love that line, you know? She's got too many things on her shoulders. So anyway, it starts off with Harry in his house, getting ready to pack up. And I didn't remember it from the book, from what I had heard, that the Weasleys left. I didn't remember that at all.
I did not remember that either.
So the beginning for me was kind of like, oh, okay, this, right. So anyway, it starts with Dudleys? With them, no. I don't even know.
The people come to get Harry, and
yeah,
they all change into him, and that scene is so funny.
I love that scene. It is just hilarious how he can take a different character and become them mm-hmm. in that. It's so funny how, who's the real Harry, you know? At first, I was kind of like, whoa, okay, a little bit confusing, but I got it. I think that must have been very fun to shoot, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm Harry. Now I am this person. Okay, so anyway, there are a few intense scenes in this that get very scary. And I know I jumped.
Yeah.
I freaked out.
I spilt popcorn all over my brother.
I went to go see it, and I'd already seen it before that, and everyone was freaking out at the snake scene. So I feel like we need to bring this up because it's something that you don't want kids to see, you know? It was intense for us, and I'm almost 14, and she's 13, so it was scary for even us. So I wouldn't recommend it for
children under 13.
Yeah, because it was scary, I have to admit. So anyway, I wouldn't recommend it to kids under 13 because it's the darker Harry Potter out of them, you know? You start to see him go darker and darker through all the books, you know? Because mm-hmm. he starts out really innocent, and then he starts getting involved in the Lord Voldemort and stuff. So I'd say this is probably the scariest Harry Potter movie I've seen out of them.
Definitely the darkest, most intense.
And I feel we also need to mention another very scary part for kids is a lake scene where you see a very intense scene of, I guess it's a heart? It's the soul of Lord Voldemort that's locked inside the locket, and it's a very scary scene, but we can't say anything else about it.
No.
But it's very intense, you know? I mean, I don't like anything horror, so I was, like, freaking out in my seat when I first saw it, and I was like, ah! You know?
Yeah, it's a freaky scene. I was holding my breath.
So anyway, for more content, basically, Ron gets a bigger role in this one, I feel, because they start going into how much he likes Hermione, you know, and you see more of the Weasley family. Like, I don't know what the older brother's name is, the oldest one. I don't know his name.
I don't either. But I don't remember it.
Anyway, he gets married to Fleur from the Goblin of Fire.
Yeah.
So you start seeing more of the Weasley side of the family, you know, and I feel like that was well needed, you know, because they don't go into it in most of the books.
And they're such a big part of the thing.
Like, the Weasley family, you know, you can't think of Harry Potter without thinking of them. They're one of my favorite parts. So, you are listening to Voice America Kids Network. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And our topic today is Harry Potter. Going on, the biggest part, I think, is when they go and try and get into the ministry as different people. It's pretty funny seeing them have to knock out the person to get her hair and put it into Polyjuice Potion. I felt like they needed to expound a little bit more on that because it goes so fast. It's like they get in there and it's 5 minutes and there's already such an intense scene and they're gone.
That scene was one of the most important elements in the whole movie. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they just didn't do enough on it.
Because like that's like where the whole entire journey starts, the whole entire thing, you know, from Ron getting splinched. So I can't remember where they go, but it's a place Hermione really liked when she was younger. And she apparates them there and they start setting up camp and stuff. And they have the locket from the Ministry of Magic. And they're going around trying to just get camp set up and hide out for a little while. And one of the snatchers comes along with a little boy. And I was like, oh my gosh, do they see him? But then I remembered they have a shield over them.
The shield thing that Hermione has to put around them.
Yeah, she's so smart in the movies. Like, she just knows everything. We actually have a friend who knows everything. He's like the Chuck Norris of our grade. We actually call him Chuck Norris. She just knows everything. It's like, so, what's the answer to this? Oh, easy. You know, so, but the meetings with the Death Eaters are intense.
Those scenes, actually, I had to look away for a while because...
Yeah, the first time I did not watch it. I was so scared because, you know, even though it's make-believe, it's like just gripping, you know? It's like, oh my gosh. But I would say this movie is amazing.
A plus.
You definitely have to go see it. It's one of the best Harry Potter movies I think I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, you start seeing Harry Potter in his innocent setting, you know? Like, oh, you see him making his friends. But I'd have to say that my most favorite movie of Harry Potter is the sixth one because there's so much humor. But anyway, if you're not a Harry Potter fan, I don't think you'd have to see the other films to get it as much, but it still would be better.
It would be so much better if you saw 1 through 6 before seeing the 7th one. Because
you'd get what Death Eaters are, you'd get what Voldemort, who he is and stuff. So I think you wouldn't have to see it, but it's probably the best idea. You're going to have to figure out what's going on. It's not one of those movies that, you know, you go to the bathroom or go and get popcorn and you miss the whole entire plot. It's not one of those movies, but it does build on it, you know? So going back, this also introduces several new characters. Ron Weasley's older brother, Bill, Luna Lovegood's father, and Rufus Scrimgeour. How do you say that?
I do not know.
Whatever your name is, you are deeply loved. And then Bathilda Bagshot. And I think these characters, I kind of wish they were introduced earlier.
Yeah, because it's like I didn't know them as much.
It's like if you're reading a book and it's a series, you can't just introduce somebody at the last minute, you know? Like before the story ends and they have so much to do with it, you know? I felt like they would have introduced them before, but then again with Bathilda Bagshot, the author of the book, History of Magic, I get why they didn't introduce her because she even though she plays such a big role, they had to figure out who she was, you know?
Yeah.
I wish that they would have done a better job when they go to Godric's Hollow.
Yeah, that was a very, very important scene.
And they just didn't put as much into it. I thought the first time they went with Polyjuice Potion, but I don't remember. So this is a very good movie. I give it an A+. It's a must-see movie. I'm definitely going to be buying it on DVD.
Yeah, I already own all the other ones and planning on buying that one.
I really hope that the special features are as good as the other ones have been, because they do such a good job. You know, the games that they have and stuff, they just do a very good job. So I think we're ready to take a break. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids Network.
Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iRadioBlog.com. Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m., whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3, that's 6 p.m. Eastern, is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
You're listening to Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to our show.
Welcome to the program Take Two on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Ellie Sanders.
And I'm Alexis James.
Our topic today is Karate Kid.
I personally have not seen the movie. I did see the older one, though, and I loved it. I just didn't get out to the theaters to see it.
This one stars Jackie Chan.
Woo!
As Mr. Han.
Woo!
Action. And Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, from, well, he hasn't really been in anything else, but Parker. He plays Dre Parker.
His sister is Willow. I love her. So anyway, I know a little bit about it because we did do a little bit of research. But I know that Dre Parker and his mother have to move to China from America because his mother got an amazing job opportunity. I know that.
Yeah, and then at first, Dre doesn't know what to think of China. He's sad because he has to leave his friends, but he just doesn't know yet.
I've never had an experience like that, so I don't really know how he feels. But then, again, leaving your friends, it's a big thing. And then, but his feelings change very quickly. Well, at the neighborhood park, Dre meets a cute girl and begins to talk to her. Oh my gosh, Ellie. Then an overprotective family friend of the girl bullies Dre. He does some amazing kung fu moves, but Dre gets hurt pretty badly.
Dre is later being beat up by the bullies when Mr. Han comes in and stops them. He knows that kung fu is an art, not a bullying method.
Mr. Han, who's Jackie Chan, takes Dre to speak with the bullies kung fu teacher. But instead of telling the bully to stop, he challenges Dre and Mr. Han to a kung fu match.
Mr. Han must teach Dre to be a kung fu king in just a few months.
In the end, let's just say Dre gets the girl and a kung fu title. Here's what we loved about this.
Jaden Smith is such a cutie. I love him. He's a great actor, too. And one of my favorite scenes was when he started dancing for the girl.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's just laughing and smiling because he's so unique and different from anyone else in China.
I actually haven't seen it, but I saw the original. And I heard in this one, they focused a little bit more on Dre's fear of bullying than the actual training and fighting. I heard there were more intense scenes where you don't know if the bully is going to pick a fight or not.
Yeah, they did focus on a lot more on the bullying than the kung fu training itself.
The movie really focuses on an important topic, which is bullying.
Bullying is really, really serious, guys. If you or someone you know is being bullied, please tell someone.
A teacher.
Or an somebody. Adult.
Go to the principal. Yeah. You know, but, yeah, you can't take bullying lightly. The movie makes us remember that lots of kids are being bullied, and there's something you can do about it.
The movie also teaches us that you can do anything if you're serious and committed.
And Dre has to work really hard for his training, even when it's raining out. He continually works outside with Mr. Han so he can get better.
So now, Alexis, I have some surprise trivia for you from the movie.
Okay, I'll try my best.
How old is Jaden Smith from Karate Kid? 11, 14, 13, or 12?
13. Sorry, 11? That's what I meant. Ah!
He's 12.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. He's so tiny.
I know. Okay, next question. What is Mr. Han's occupation? Is he an accountant, banker, singer, or a handyman / janitor?
It's between handyman or banker. I think I'm going to go with handyman.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, that's 1 point for me. Yay.
Yay.
So, a little bit more on the movie, because I haven't seen it. Do they go more into his character or more into the characters of others?
I'd have to say more into his character, because throughout the movie, you see him fighting, like, at first, he does not want to learn kung fu at all. He thinks he does, but then he starts...
I don't blame him.
Yeah, and it's so much more challenging than he thought it would be.
Well, we took dance together for about,
2 years?
2 years, probably. We took two classes. And I was like, okay, this is easy. And, you know, I got up there and I was like, okay, gotta keep up with the moves. And it was around Christmas, so we were doing Christmas stuff. And it was freezing outside. And I was about to just quit right there, but I didn't. And I was really proud of myself for that. But it's harder than it looks, you know. You think it's easy. So,
you're listening to Take Two on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Ellie Sanders.
I'm Alexis James.
And our topic today is The Wizard of Oz.
I have to say, this is one of my favorite movies that is a classic.
I love it.
So, starting off, it starts off with the tornado. And then it goes into meeting the Good Witch. Yeah. And then you don't know it, but she'd killed the Bad Witch. And I kind of wish that there was a little bit more backstory on the Bad Witch at the beginning.
Well, that's sort of what Wicked is for, but that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah. And then they meet the Munchkins. Mm-hmm. My favorite ones are the Lollipop Munchkins.
Yes.
They're so cute. And then they start on their journey home to Kansas. And they meet the Scarecrow. I have something to say. You know, at the beginning when they introduced the uncles and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that those are the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow.
Neither did I.
I didn't know that.
My mom had to explain that to me. I'm like, so they play this two totally different characters?
I didn't realize that some of Kansas was in Oz. I didn't realize that. And then you meet the Lion. And then she starts following the yellow brick road. And she gets really sleepy once she
gets around the
poppies. The poppies. And then they get to Emerald City and they meet the wizard.
And a lot happens. And then she goes home.
Yeah, so I have trivia for you.
Oh, great.
But first, one thing in the movie that people are like always talking about is they think a munchkin hung themselves in the background of one of the things.
Yeah.
And I did so much research to find this out, but they didn't. It's totally untrue. What they had done is they brought in exotic animals to be in the background, and it's just an exotic bird.
Yeah, I saw the peacock one time.
Yeah, so it's just a bird. Here are your questions. How did they dye the horse's hair in Emerald City? A, hair dye. B, special effects. Or C, Jell-O?
I would say hair dye, but since Jell-O is so out there, I'm going to guess Jell-O.
You're right, actually.
Oh.
They had to shoot it really, really quickly because the horse kept on licking himself. Who was burned in the making of this movie? A, a midget. B, the Tin Man. Or C, the witch?
The Tin Man?
No, the witch got burned in one of the big explosions when she gets away.
Oh, yeah.
And she wouldn't do it again, so they got a stunt double, which was also burned. What color was Dorothy's dress? A, pink and white. B, white and blue. Or C, pink and blue?
B?
Yeah, that's incorrect. B was white and blue, but it's not. It's actually pink and blue. It's actually pink and blue. Judy Garland's dress and blouse were in reality not white, but pale pink. True white does not photograph properly in Technicolor, and the blue of her checkered dresses are too bright to capture. So I was like, no way, and I rewatched it in the retouched ones, you know, and it's actually pink.
Wow.
I was like, all of us know Dorothy as the dress, you know? So which song was almost cut from the movie? A, Follow the Yellow Brick Road. B, Over the Rainbow. Or C, The Wicked Witch is Dead.
I think it's Over the Rainbow. I think I've heard that before.
That's right. Over the Rainbow, which was the American Film Institute recently named the greatest movie song of all time. And it was nearly cut. I just think that's one of those things, you know, like, it's just, oh my gosh, something so great was almost cut. So what costume had to make them look thinner? Dorothy, the Lion, or the Wicked Witch?
Let's see. It's either A or C. Is it A?
Yeah, that's right. Now we're going to go in a really fast round. You have to answer them off the top of your head, and I'm not going to give you choices.
Okay.
Who is the teacher before making this film?
The Scarecrow.
Whose makeup included a brown paper bag?
The Lion?
Correct. How was chocolate syrup used in the movie?
For the Tin Man's oil.
That's correct. And what natural disaster happened in Kansas the day The Wizard of Oz was shown in theater?
Tornado?
That's correct. You answered one incorrect. So, sorry. But you didn't get all of them right. So that was pretty good. I didn't know all of this trivia when I was doing this. So I was really glad I got to see it. So I was really excited about that. Let's take a break. I'm Alexis James.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad.
It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. You just love your pets. But sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to our show.
Welcome to the program Take Two on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
Our topic today is Toy Story 3. I brought my little duck thing. We've been debating what it's made of. I think it might be like ceramic or something, and she thinks it's like plastic. So I have my little duck here.
Her little duck toy.
She had a bunny, but she left it in the car.
Sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, we want to talk about Toy Story 3. That's why I have the little duck. So Tom Hanks is in it.
And Tim Allen's in it, too. There's
so
a lot of people.
The storyline is Andy is going to college, and I love these movies because when Andy was 8 or 10, my brother was 8 or 10. And now that he's going to college, it's like, oh, that's Kyle. Like, he's going to college. But Kyle didn't bring any toys with him.
Oh.
Yeah, he left all his toys at home. he wouldn't think about bringing a toy. So he's leaving Woody, Jesse, and Buzz and the rest of the toy gang to wonder what the future holds for them.
But they accidentally get donated to Sunnyside Daycare Center.
At first, I thought it was going to be their adventures at home because I hadn't seen the whole preview, the whole trailer. So I thought maybe they get locked in the attic or maybe they're just at home being tormented by the little sister, which is me because, you know, Kyle. Aww. Oh, it just touches my heart. At first, they're excited to be played with. But their excitement soon turns into fear as they realize that the small children do not play nice.
They discover the true nature of the establishment, ran by deceptively welcoming Lotso Bear.
So I understand that they don't think they should be in the caterpillar room because it's not the toy, because they aren't the right toy age. And I looked up, I know what the little toy age for my little duckling is.
Oh.
It's 5.
Oh.
It's not supposed to be played with for kids under 5. So, looks like you can't play with it, Ellie.
Oh,
so,
damn
it. Sorry to disappoint you. But now all the toys must get together for a final time to break out of the daycare and get back to Andy.
I loved it. It was so good. And one of my favorite scenes was when Barbie and Ken meet for the first time. It is so funny.
Oh my gosh. So before I actually knew that there was a Ken in here, before I even really, I wasn't really even thinking about Toy Story. I was like, what would happen if Ken and Barbie met? Would they be as in love or would they fight? And this does perfect. But my favorite scene of all time is when Ken tries on the clothes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, yes! Now we understand what Ken's personality is. He likes to be a girl's doll. Oh my gosh, Ken.
There is a ton of funny stuff in this movie that adults will like too. It's kind of like the Shrek movies. Mm-hmm. There's stuff for everyone.
Yeah, like the kids will love it because there are little toys that they want. And then the adults will like it because they've probably been with Toy Story the whole time, you know? So why wasn't Bo Peep in the movies? Because I was a little bit mad about that because she is one of my favorite people.
I know. And she's just so nice and stuff. And then they brought in the creepy baby.
She got sold at a garage sale. I remember because
She did?
Buzz is all like, hey, sorry about Bo Peep, you know? Aww. It's not like everyone can survive the garage sales. I remembered.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
Don't worry, little ducky. You won't get sold. Okay, probably he will. But anyway, I just want to say that we have a teacher who introduced us to Talking Tina.
From the Twilight Zone episode.
Okay, so that freaked me out a lot. I was going to scream.
The little baby in that movie looks exactly like her.
Our teacher is hilarious. He always is showing us Twilight stuff. Mr. Evans, he's awesome. So anyway, what you can learn from this movie is it's about staying loyal to your friends, even in the rough times. I mean, we know you aren't a toy. We know you aren't going to get sold at a garage sale or go to a daycare. But, you know, there's a real aspect to it, you know, that even if you guys get separated, it's still a good friendship. It still can.
Yeah, you're still friends forever.
And anyway, friendship is a great thing, and the toys in this movie really show us the power of friendship. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
Our topic today is Toy Story 3. So friendship is a great thing, and I think they really do this in the film. So time for trivia.
More trivia.
I knew this was coming.
In Toy Story 3, what does Lotso Bear smell like? Vanilla, chocolate, strawberries, or apples?
Strawberries.
Yes. Let's see.
The Buzz, I think.
Who does Buzz have a crush on in Toy Story 3? Bo Peep, Barbie, or Jessie?
Jessie.
Yep. You know this one better than the last one. When did the original Toy Story come out? 1980, 1983, 1998, or 1995?
I think I know this. I think it's 1995, because Kyle would have been about 10 or 8.
It's either 1998 or 1995. Sources said different things on that one, so we'll
have to
get back. I think
it's 1995, wouldn't it be?
I thought it was 1998, but I'm not sure.
Oh, well, you know what? We'll take this, okay? So, time for Annie. I really love the Annie movies, but I thought it might be a little bit boring to just do what they did, because even though it's a big story, I thought we should do trivia, because not a lot of people know the facts. So, we're going to start with, where does Daddy Warbucks suggest Miss Farrell goes to get a present for Annie?
From the Tiffany Jewelry Store.
Mm-hmm. And what does he suggest to get?
Oh, a new locket for her.
Yeah, that's right. What present does Annie meet?
The one in the wheelchair. Roosevelt?
I think.
Yeah.
You know, the one in the wheelchair. Where was Rooster supposed to be when he shows up at Miss Hannigan's?
Jail.
And they let him out on his good behavior. What character gets their foot stuck in a wall at the orphanage?
Miss Hannigan. I mm-hmm. love her.
She's like, her character, you know? And we have seen an Annie play with one of our very good friends in it. She's been in 2 Annie plays. Right now, she's at the Broadway Palms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Tatum Waite, she is... If she's ever on Broadway, I would not be surprised.
I know her.
Oh, I'm going to get her signature. Yes, it is Miss Hannigan, and it's while they are doing Easy Street. What famous actor played Rooster?
I have no idea.
It's Tim Curry. Wasn't he a great Rooster? I mean, he's just spot on. What is the name of Annie's dog?
Sandy.
Because
of his hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't know that there was actually a song called Sandy. I didn't even remember that. Which song does Annie not sing in? There's only one she doesn't sing in. I know it's kind of hard to remember all the songs.
Yeah.
But I'll make it a multiple choice one.
Okay.
Little Girls, We Got Annie, or Tomorrow?
We Got Annie?
Yeah, that's right. I think it's the song Miss Farrell sings. But she wasn't in Little Girls either, was she?
No, she wasn't in that one.
So
that one was just Miss Hannigan.
Yeah, well, that one was a solo, but this one was more than one person. So what song or scene was written because Carol Burnett wanted a scene with Daddy Warbucks? And I know it's kind of hard to remember the scene name, so just try and think of what the scene was about. Like, you know, what do you think it is? Because I know it's...
I have no idea. That's a hard one.
The actual scene name was Sign, and when she read the script, she thought there ought to be a scene between the two characters. What does Annie tell the dog catcher? Do you know?
Oh, that her father is blind.
And do you know anything else about it?
Oh, and the dog has to, like, help her dad?
Come on, you're good at this, Ellie. Think. Go on, think about it. Oh, well.
The dog leads her father to work.
Okay, here's one of my favorite things. What does Molly say when Miss Hannigan asks, where's Annie?
She had to go to the bathroom.
Now we're going to go through ones really quick. What color is Annie's hair?
Red.
You'll rot in blank. Think quick. 30 seconds.
Jail.
Time for a tumble with the...
Come bundles?
On. Yes. What did Annie say... What did Annie always wear around her neck?
The locket.
Do Miss Farrell and Mr. Warbucks get together at the end of the movie?
Yes.
What's the name of Rooster's girlfriend? The hotel. Hotel. Think hotel.
Oh, no.
Lily St. Regis.
Oh, I knew
What does Mr. Bundles pick up at the orphanage?
Miss Hannigan?
Laundry.
Oh.
Let's take a break. Duh. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two? Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun. Times two. Take Two. We'll go back, way back to the favorite TV shows of our childhood. Your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Take Two on the Voice America Kids channel. Now back to our show.
Welcome to the program Take Two on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Ellie Sanders.
I'm Alexis James.
And our topic today is Sound of Music.
It's so long. Every
she
time I'm
doesn't
sick.
Really like it.
Every single time I'm sick. Hey, Alexis, here's Sound of Music. Come watch it with me. Like, it's always whenever I'm sick, it's on the TV. I'm just like, oh, yay.
So you should watch it when you're not sick. You're probably just associating it with bad.
I avoid memories. Getting sick because of that. Because I get sick for maybe a week at a time. So usually that's when they run the specials. So I get to watch Sound of Music every single day.
Well, I love it.
Yeah, but I do love Julie Andrews in this. So that's an upside. The storyline, oh my gosh, there's so much story packed into this movie.
So Captain Von Trapp is a workaholic with seven children.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot of kids.
I know. How do you take care of them all?
My mom freaks out, and there's only one other kid, and he's not even, like, living at home right now. Seven? I don't... Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't even register.
That's, like... Is he running a daycare? Or does he have kids? Oh, my gosh. Like, that's just... Eh. Okay, so I know that Captain Von Trapp hired Maria as a governess, which is basically a nanny.
And Maria sees that because the kids have such a busy father, that they need to know how to have fun.
Maria takes the kids out and does things with them, including teaching them how to sing correctly in the song Do Re Mi, like going on picnics and seeing Austria. So, doesn't she make the kids' clothing out of curtains or something? Mm-hmm. I just think that's hilarious. Today, we'd never think of making clothes out of curtains.
We should do it sometime.
I have see-through curtains.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's make legal clothing.
I'm sorry.
Relax. Eventually, Maria warms the mean and icy Captain Von Trapp and teaches the children that life is fun and there's so much to enjoy about it.
In the end, they fall in love.
Aww.
Like every good story. I hate the stories that they start falling in love and stuff and it's like, oh, I have a girlfriend. And like the story, they never get together and they just be really good friends. It's like, why do you make a movie like that? Everyone... wants to see a happy ending.
Kiss her.
And then, like, I gotta go now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those movies just get on my... That doesn't make sense.
There are a lot of famous songs from this movie. For instance, Do Re Mi, sang by Maria and the children.
Can you do it? Like, just say Do Re Mi, like, the whole thing?
Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Do.
Can you do them backwards?
Mm-hmm. Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do.
Oh, I'm not that skilled. I know do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do. Do, la, re, mi, so, la, fa. I'm going to stop now.
No.
I don't know them. I never learned them backwards. And then 16 going on 17. Like, that's my favorite one ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sang by
Liesel.
I am always tripped up by her name. I'm like Leslie, but there's no E at the end. I just always get confused by that. And then a song that you have sang so many times.
I just recently sang it for my voice recital. My favorite things.
Do you know one of the lines from it? Like, can you say one of the lines? What is it? I forgot. Brown paper packages. What's that one? It's like brown paper packages.
The beginning one is raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens.
I love this song. It's
and then, brown paper packages tied up with strings.
I'd like to know, I just like to be there when they sat and did the whole thing and see how they made the songs, you know? Like, who would think of brown paper packages tied up with string? You know, that's like one of the things I love, but we don't do it because we have like wrapping paper.
Yeah.
You know, I wish we had brown paper packages tied up with string. And then Sound of Music.
Duh.
I mean, what's it going to be called? Not the Sound of Music. And that's sang by Maria. I didn't know Julie Andrews had such a good voice.
That is such a pretty song.
I saw Princess Diaries and then I saw Sound of Music. So I was like, oh my gosh, she sings? Because, yeah. Like, you know, she's older now, and that was before. So you are listening to Voice America Kids Network. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
Our topic today is
Sound of Music.
So going on, what we loved about the movie. One of the things I didn't like, though, I'm going to say it, is the length. I wish it was a little bit shorter. And then the beginning, I wish they'd put the credits at the end. You know, the full credits, where they're showing the church. Because it just, I don't know, it just, that's the time when I'm like, okay, gotta get ready for the movie. I go and get my popcorn and soda and go to the bathroom. But, you know, during that beginning part, it's like, okay, the movie's not ready yet, so this will be about 10 minutes, so I go and I get ready for the movie. But things that we loved.
One thing I loved is I'm a singer, and all the music in it is amazing.
Oh, definitely.
Julie Andrews has such good technique, and there's so much you can learn just from watching her in this movie.
Okay, I'm a big actor. I love acting, basically. And acting in this movie is so good. It's fun to watch the kids because some of them were our age when they were acting in this movie. And at first, I might have thought it was an improv one because it was just so natural, but it wasn't. It was scripted. So I guess I get it now, but yeah.
They were recently on Oprah.
Really?
And and
like
it
all
was
the kids.
So interesting. Yeah, and Julie Andrews.
And are all the kids still alive? Or
I think one of them passed away.
Sad face.
Years ago.
Okay, so what was it on the Oprah show? And they were just all
together?
They were
talking about how they casted them and why they were perfect for each role. And how, like, on the first day of work, they all just felt like a real family.
I would definitely, if they put that much thought into making them a family. So anyway, going on to our favorite scenes. One of my favorite scenes is My Favorite Things. And what do you have to say about that one? Because I know you get to do the song. So, like, what's your input on it?
I just love it. It makes you feel so, like, fuzzy inside because all the kids are scared from the thunderstorm, and she's singing to calm them down, and they all start singing too, and it's like, aw.
I think it's funny that you mentioned fuzzy, because I have the picture. I have a picture on my wall of Space Jam, and there's a bunny on it, Bugs Bunny, and she's like, whoa, those are some bunny pecs, and she's like, are they fuzzy? So I just had a little bit moment there, and I liked the scene where can you say the name for me? Because I just can't.
Liesl.
Sneaks away to talk to her soon-to-be boyfriend. They sing 16 going on 17, and it begins to rain, and
Liesl
thinks that her chance of getting away and sneaking out is ruined. But Maria, having been a teenager once, gives her a chance and a towel and reassures her that she will not tell the captain. So, do we have trivia for this one?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yay.
Relax.
So
it's
excited
okay.
for this.
In The Sound of Music, what is Captain Von Trapp's first name? George, Ed, Frank, or Jonathan?
I think it's a really plain name, so maybe Frank?
It's George.
I was going to say George because there's no E at the end, so I thought it was probably like a name from the country. Okay, next question.
When did The Sound of Music first come out?
1960,
1965, 1970, or 1976?
I'm going to say 1970. Oh.
1965. You were so close.
I was like 5 years off.
Anyway, what instrument does Maria play in Sound of Music? Guitar, piano, trumpet, or flute?
Guitar.
Yes.
I mean, I thought I knew so much about The Sound of Music having watched it so many times. I don't know a lot about it, so next time I'm probably going to be paying attention. Or maybe next time I won't be watching Sound of Music.
No, you need to watch it. It's good.
I've watched it. I've gotten sick so many times. So, no. I don't know why. I mean, I know it's such a good movie and stuff, but I just get tired of it. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, it's that movie that family night. Okay, pick out this movie and you watch it every single family night. Thanks so much for listening to us. And you have been listening to Take Two. I'm Alexis James.
And I'm Ellie Sanders.
And this is Voice America Kids.
That's a wrap. Thanks for listening to Take Two. Join us again for another show on the Voice America Kids channel.
Listen, the later it gets, you're listening to Voice America Kids.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.